This is Grumpy SEO Guy, episode 60. A review of episodes 42 to 59. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy, and I'm sharing with you the strategies that have helped me successfully run my SEO agency for the last 14 years. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experience, discussing tips and strategies, and trying to help you cut through the confusion that permeates this industry. If you listen to this podcast, you will know more about SEO than 99% of people on the planet. Ready? Let's get started. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy. Let me tell you why I'm grumpy today. You know what? I'm not even grumpy today. This is episode 60. So what we're going to do on this episode, we're going to do a review of episodes 42 through 59. So each time I complete 20 episodes, I try to do a review episode. But here's the thing. I didn't actually start doing that until like around episode 40. So episode 40 was a review of episodes 0 through 20, and episode 41 was a review of 21 through 39. So in this episode, we're going to do episodes 42 because that was the first episode following the last review episode. So 42 through 59. But before we do that, my lawyer tells me that I have to say this right now. A quick disclaimer before we get started. Everything I say here is based on my experience and opinion from 14 years in the industry. I don't officially know how Google or any other search engines work. Everything I say here is hypothetical and based on my experience. This podcast does not constitute advice or services. What worked for me may or may not work for you. Okay, back to the show. So, if this is your first Grumpy SEO Guy episode, thank you for joining, and you'll get a good summary of the things that we talked about in those episodes. And if you're not a first-time listener, well, it'll just be a good review session, right? Before we actually get started with that, I have an update. I want to tell you a few things. First of all, some people have posted in the YouTube comments, how can they get in touch with me? My email address is given at the end of every episode, but you know what? It's possible you don't listen to the end of every episode. So that's cool. By the way, if you listen to the end of every episode, I tell you at the very end what the next episode is going to be about. So listen to the end of every episode. Yet if you don't, not a problem. You can contact me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. But please whitelist my email address before you email me, because sometimes when an email talks about backlinks or SEO, it will get flagged as spam, okay? So I might reply to you, but you never get it because it goes into your spam folder. So just FYI, try to whitelist my email address. Okay, you can also contact me on Reddit. My account is Grumpy SEO Guy. You can post on the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, reddit.com/r/grumpyseoguy. And if you want to support the podcast, you can do that at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. Please let me say thank you to my Patreon subscribers. You are helping this podcast get made because it takes a lot of time and effort every week, and it costs money too. And I truly appreciate every Patreon subscriber that I have. So thank you. Thank you so much to my subscribers. Okay. So all I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you the episode number, the title, and a quick description of what we talked about in that episode. Okay. And then next week's episode will be fresh content. Let's get started. Episode 42, the topic of SEO certifications. People often ask or wonder, are there any SEO certifications? Can I know that the person I'm talking about really grasps SEO because they have a certification? The answer is no. Are there SEO certifications that exist? Yes, of course there are. But like you guys, of course, look, if a set of knowledge exists, there are going to be agencies that are trying to profit off of that, okay? So like, of course there are SEO certifications. But none of them come from any search engines. Therefore, you really probably shouldn't put any faith in any of them. Here's the thing. The purpose of SEO is to manipulate the search engines. No search engines are going to verify you as being an approved manipulator. So, like, no. And I think the example that I gave in that episode was, it would be like if a police officer certified you as being a talented criminal. Like, that would not ever happen. So are there SEO certifications? Yes. Do they mean anything? I don't know. Probably not. If it doesn't come from a search engine, it doesn't really count. Now, don't get that confused with pay-per-click and AdWords certifications. Those do exist from Google, who is the only place you should even get a certification from that from, because it's literally Google's system. But PPC is not the same as SEO. That's what we talked about in that episode. Next episode, episode 43. Content is not an SEO strategy. I made this episode because I'm so annoyed with seeing the following advice. Oh, you should just write more content. No. Let me clarify this for you. If you're not ranking and you already have content on your keywords, you don't need more content. And you don't need differently written content, okay? The reason you're not ranking has nothing to do with how helpful or unhelpful your content is. You're not going to rewrite your content and then the search engines go, oh, this content is better. Let's have it at the top of the search engines, okay? If you talk to an SEO agency and you say, hi, SEO agency, our website is not at the top of the search engines. How can we get there? And that SEO agency says, well, we're going to write you really great content and that will make you rank. No, that is not how SEO works. That is a bad strategy. It will get you nothing except less money in your bank account because you paid them for content and content is not the reason that you rank. Now, you might be asking yourself, what is the reason you rank? The reason you rank is authority, but you also need relevancy. Relevancy comes from content. Guess what? There's a whole episode on this that explains all the things you need to rank, and we're going to talk about it in a minute. But for now, what you need to understand is content is not a ranking strategy, with one exception. I just have to be clear. If you already have lots of authority, then yes, content is the answer to your question. But many people that have SEO concerns do not have sufficient authority to rank. Okay, too much time on that episode. On to the next episode. Episode 44, how to sell backlinks on one of the websites you own. It commonly happens that you get an email from somebody, and this email, regardless of how it's composed, it is a request for a backlink. Somebody has done some research and found that your website has authority, and they want a backlink from it. Okay, cool. By the way, this regularly happens, so I don't know. But you know what? I don't think I said this in the episode, but in my experience, it like comes and goes. Like there are months when I get tons of emails from people that want to buy backlinks on my sites. By the way, I usually say no to all of them, but that's a different topic. And then I like won't get any for months, and I don't know why it happens. Anyways, here's my point. This whole episode explains what you need to do. There are a lot of things that you need to check before you actually sell a backlink to somebody. You need to look into their website. You need to make sure there's nothing spammy going on. You need to make sure it's not associated with gambling, pharmacy, or adult, or any other industries you don't want to be connected to. You need to make sure their backlinks and their anchor text are not spammy. You need to make sure that they don't link to anyone shady. It's actually a lot of work. And the reason for this is if you link to a bad site, it can negatively affect your own site. And the other thing I talk about in this episode is you need to work out a monthly or yearly payment for the link because why? One-time payments are scams. And I have a whole other episode on that too. But anyway, say they're offering you, I don't know, I'm just making these numbers up, Say they offer you $100. If you think that's a fair price, you can say, okay, it's $100 a year, or it's 100, what's 100 divided by 12? Like eight something? Like $8 a month, whatever. I don't know. Probably just do it by year. But anyways, that's how you have to do it. I would never, ever accept a one-time payment because a one-time payment is not a feasible business model, okay? There's so many reasons for that that I don't have time to get into. But basically, if you ever pay one time for a backlink, you got ripped off because that backlink probably is not going to stay online for your life, even though that's what you paid for. In fact, it might come off in a month or two because who checks, right? I don't know. Anyways, if you want to learn more about why one-time payments are always a scam, listen to Grumpy SEO Guy episode 10. Otherwise, just take my word for it and let's move on to the next episode. Episode 45, what website would rank? This is such a good episode. I mean, I think all my episodes are good, but I think this was a good episode. In this episode, I present an example of two websites. One of them has decent content. It's not really that great, but you know, it's passable, I guess. And it has a lot of authority. And the other website has superb content. And I believe the example I gave in the episode was it was written with somebody that has five PhDs in the topic and an easily verifiable professional persona, right? Like basically I was making an EEAT argument, okay? EEAT, experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trust, which is something that people think is a ranking factor, but it's not. People think that if you're authoritative in real life and you write content, it will somehow rank better. Nope. Anyways. Additionally, in the next episode, I even talk about how Google, on their own website, says that EEAT is not a ranking factor. No. Anyways, so you got one website with marginal content, but lots of authority, and another website with amazing content written by somebody who is a top expert in the field with five PhDs, and they're just the smartest person ever, and it's the best content ever, but they have no backlinks and no authority. And I said, what website would rank? Obviously the one with authority, even though the content is less helpful. Okay, I hope people understand that concept now. Episode 46, EEAT is not a ranking factor. This episode explains what makes websites rank. And again, I have an episode that explains this very well, but we're not quite there yet. So, in this episode, I explain that EEAT is not a ranking factor. The quality of your content does not matter. You can rank with rubbish and you can rank with brilliant content. Neither of those things will matter. What matters is the authority and the relevancy. Relevancy comes from content, but bad quality content is able to have relevancy. It doesn't matter. Like, let's say, for example, you're talking about blue widgets, okay? Blue widgets, blah, 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 whatever. Blue widgets, blah, 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 whatever. It doesn't matter. It could be factually incorrect, okay? But it's still about blue widgets. So it's going to be relevant for blue widgets. Listen, even if content and its usefulness or its helpfulness or its range of correctness mattered, okay? Which, by the way, those things do not matter. But even if it did matter, How would the search engines eliminate bias? Not every subject is specific black and white, right and wrong, okay? So even if content mattered, but it doesn't, but even if it did, you would have to factor bias into account, okay? That is a topic that we might talk about later, but that is a very detailed and complicated topic. All you have to know for now is relevancy matters. Quality of content does not matter. Usefulness of content does not matter. Helpfulness of content does not matter. Authority does matter. And I've said this in many other episodes, but let's repeat it because it's important. People think that helpfulness and usefulness matters, okay? They think that it matters. But the way a search engine establishes helpfulness and usefulness is by authority. The thinking is that a useful website will get a higher number of good quality backlinks than a useless website. So that's the only way. That's the only way that it can work. It doesn't look at the content and say, this content is useful. What it does is it says, this content has good links from good websites. It is feasibly useful, and then it will rank it higher because it has more authority. Okay, I think we have summarized that one enough. Let's go on to the next episode. Episode 47. Why does everybody say content is king, and what are they trying to sell you? This episode talks about the reason that everybody says content is king. Now, this myth got started somewhere, and that is a different discussion for a different day. But people believe it. In fact, if you talk to anybody about SEO, somebody will probably say content is king at some time during your conversation. That doesn't mean it's true, okay? But anyways, Why does everybody say it? Well, because it's a commonly held myth. Okay, what's the problem with it? What are they trying to sell you? Because so many people think content is king, content writers have started using this in their advertising. They tell you that if you have good content, you will rank better. That is wrong. Like, the reason you rank is because you have relevancy and authority, okay? Relevancy absolutely comes from content. Absolutely, 100%. It also comes from anchor text, okay? But it can also come from content. I'm 100% in agreement with this idea, yes. But authority is the reason that you rank once you have relevancy. Content does not generate authority. Good content does not generate authority. Bad content does not generate authority. Authority is only provided by backlinks. Well, I was going to say backlinks from authoritative websites, but like backlinks, period. Authoritative websites have more authority to give, but authority is earned by backlinks. Okay. The only way to get authority is to get backlinks. There's nothing else. So, like all the things that people talk about as being big factors do not give authority. Okay. H1 tags do not give authority. Okay. Content does not give authority. Site speed does not give authority. Those are all cool things and you should have them correctly, but they don't give authority. And without authority, you do not rank. Okay. Without authority, you do not rank. So, anybody telling you that content is king is wrong. Anybody trying to sell you content, telling you that it will rank, is wrong and lying to you, okay? Now, is there a problem with buying content? Probably if you're busy running your business and you trust a person to write good quality content, buy the content. That's fine with me. But do not buy it under the presumption that it will cause you to rank, because it won't. If you do not rank, and you already have content about your topic, your content is not the reason you're not ranking. Well, unless you have a keyword stuffing penalty, but that's not usually the case. So let me cover that really quickly, because I know there's at least one person listening to this who's like, what's a keyword stuffing penalty? Okay, keyword stuffing is when you put your keywords in your text too often and it sounds bad and it looks fake and the search engines think it's manipulation, okay? So let me give you an example. Let's say you're trying to rank for the keywords blue widgets. Okay, if your writing sounds like this, blue widgets are neat because they are blue widgets and you can buy the blue widgets and then display blue widgets at your friend's party where he is showing off his blue widgets and everybody has blue widgets and you all show your blue widgets. Like, that's keyword stuffing. So don't do that. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, if you want specific instructions, don't have your keywords appear more than like 2% of the time on your website, but like 3% is okay. No, there's not a specific number. There probably is a specific number, but I'm just going to tell you to be cautious and try to not have it be 2%, because even that is, it's fine. In other words, for every 100 words on your website, 2 of them should be blue widgets. Okay. So I don't know what to tell you. Don't be like, blue widgets are cool because they're blue widgets and they're blue and they're widgets and you can buy blue widgets at the blue widget store. And if you get more blue widgets than your friend, your blue widget collecting friend will be jealous of your blue widgets. Like, that worked like 2 decades ago. But now that we have authority, you don't have to keyword stuff anymore. In fact, you get penalized for it. So don't do that. Anyway, anybody telling you that content is the reason you're not ranking is lying, or maybe they're just confused about how SEO works, but please do not buy content under the assumption that it will make you rank better, because it won't. Okay, next episode. Episode 48, Helpful Content Update, HCU. All right, so in the past, kind of recently, there was the HCU, the Helpful Content Update. This was an update when everybody went nuts because their website fell out of the first page and they said, oh, it's the Helpful Content Update. It's a new algorithm change. Helpful Content Update. It's the Helpful Content Update. I'm kind of keyword stuffing right now. Did you catch that? Helpful Content Update. And then they said, well, the solution to the Helpful Content Update is to write helpful content. Ooh, well, I was with you until that point. In my analysis, and look, I don't know if this is true or not, okay? I'm just sharing with you what I've seen, okay? Based on doing this over the years, okay? I don't think the helpful content update had anything to do with how helpful your content was. Now, hold on for a second. let me explain why I think it was given the name Helpful Content Update. So this episode goes into this with more specifics, but let me just say this. Remember, I just said a couple minutes ago that helpfulness cannot be judged by reading the content because search engines can't do that, okay? And even if they could, how would you remove bias, okay? Helpfulness cannot be determined by reading content. So what must be used instead is authority. Why? The assumption is that more helpful websites will get more links from better quality websites. Therefore, more helpful websites, meaning websites that have helpful content, will have more authority than websites that do not have as helpful of content. Okay, but that has nothing to do with your content, and that has everything to do with authority. Like, the helpful content update, from what I have gleaned, was a redistribution of authority. So every website, not every website, but let's just say every website, okay, to make it easier. Every website had their level of authority changed. Therefore, a website that used to be ranking at the top, maybe the websites that link to that lost some of their authority. What does that mean? That means they had a lower amount of authority to give. What does that mean? It means that website that was at the top of the search engines, maybe it lost its authority because all the websites that link to it lost some authority. So it lost some authority and it dropped out of the first position. Basically, they were probably having backlinks that were not good quality and they lost some of their authority, and that's why they don't rank anymore, in my impression. But let me tell you this, anybody offering you a content audit or a helpful content update audit of the content on your website is trying to take your money, okay? Because there's no on-page changes you can make to the best of my knowledge, okay? There's no on-page changes you can make that will fix an HCU loss of rankings, okay? Why? Because authority does not come from content. So good content, bad content, doesn't matter. It's not going to change your rankings. Why? Because rankings come from authority. Listen to the episode if you want to know more. Next episode, episode 49, the 4 ways to get backlinks. I love this episode because people always ask me, how do I get backlinks? And I can say episode 49 answers this question. Let's go over the techniques really quick. Number one, don't do anything. Let people find you and link to you. Okay, that's awesome, but that only works if you rank. If you do not rank, nobody can find your website, and if nobody can find your website, nobody can rank to you. So yeah, if you've got lots of authority already, keep going. Number two, you can buy backlinks. By the way, I strongly recommend buying backlinks, okay, if you're not ranking. Why? Because that's how you get authority. But there is a right and a wrong way to buy backlinks, okay? You need to learn the difference between good backlinks and bad backlinks before you buy them, okay? Luckily for you, episodes 37 and 39 answer the question, the difference between good backlinks and bad backlinks. Make sure you avoid buying backlinks until you've listened to those two episodes, okay? Way number three to get backlinks, you can do link outreach and guest posting. I want to be clear, I've never said these don't work. I've said they are inefficient. Yes, I consider them generally the same thing, because even though they're not the same thing, they're near enough that they're the same thing. Like, not technically, but let me explain what they are, and then you'll agree with me that they're the same thing pretty much. Link outreach is when you email a website and you find an article on their website, and that article maybe is about the same topic as your page or whatever, and you say, hey, I noticed you have this article, because you're emailing them. You say, hey, I noticed you have this article. I was wondering if I could get a link from that article to my website. It might provide some more information to your viewers or something like that. Okay, link outreach, because you reached out and got a link if they say yes. Okay, guest posting is when you reach out to a website and you say, hey, I will generate an article for you, and in exchange, I would like a link at the bottom of the article, or, you know, whatever, in the center of the article, whatever, to my website. Okay, why would anybody say yes to that? Because they're getting free content, so that's useful for them, and you're getting a free link, so that's why you're writing it for them. So it's a win-win. They get They get a free article, you get a free backlink. Now, you might have to pay for both of those, okay? People generally will not give links without being paid. But that is a way to do it. There are SEO agencies that have link outreach and guest posting departments, okay? I'm not gonna tell you how to do it because we don't usually do it. Actually, it's wrong. That's wrong. We don't ever do it. But it is a realistic option, okay? It is a serious option for getting backlinks. But it's kind of irritating because you have to email a lot of people and who knows if they're going to say yes. You might have to spend money. Do not be surprised if somebody agrees and then also asks for payment. I just want you to know that's an option. Okay, number four, the fourth way to get backlinks is build your own portfolio of authoritative blogs and use those. That is a more complex topic and I don't want to get into it now. So you can listen to episodes 3, 4, and 5, which explain it in detail. And that's all I'm going to say about that for now. Okay. Next episode, episode 50, why your competitors outrank you even though you have better content. I'm going to summarize this episode with one word: authority. Next episode, episode 51, the four things you need to rank. Hey, this is probably one of the greatest episodes I've made. Not joking, you should probably listen to this episode, okay? The four things you need to rank. I will tell you what they are, but this episode explains how they work. Number one, don't have a penalty. Number two, have content. Number three, have relevancy. Number four, have authority. I may have reversed the order of 3 and 4, and I think I even talk about that in the episode about why authority. Actually, now that I think about it, I think I did put authority as number 3 and relevancy as number 4. I might not have, but it does matter. Authority will win out over relevancy once you have relevancy. So listen to that episode. It will answer the question of the four things you need to rank. It's a great episode, I think. Okay, next episode. Episode 52. Is this lower authority website actually outranking this higher authority website? Somebody had a question on Reddit and they said, why do I see lower authority websites outranking higher authority websites? And I said, oh, by the way, I'm abbreviating our conversation here. And I said, oh, that's very interesting. Can I see an example? Let's pause for a second. In almost every case when somebody makes this claim that a lower authority website is outranking a higher authority website, and I ask for an example, that's the conclusion of the conversation. Most people will not post an example because this scenario rarely happens, okay? But in this case, somebody posted an example with keywords and two websites, one of which they said had less authority and was outranking the one with higher authority. And I was so excited that they actually posted an example. Anyways, I liked this example so much, I literally made an episode out of it. I gave the keywords in the episode. I gave the URLs in the episode. It was not like a client. It wasn't like private work or anything. So it was normal websites. It was in the gaming niche. So it's fine. Like, I guess they're well-known websites in that industry. I don't really have a lot of information about that industry, but it doesn't matter. I was so happy that somebody actually gave an example instead of just saying things. Okay. Anyway, here's what you have to know about that episode. Was the lower authority website outranking the higher authority website? Not exactly. But here's the thing. I've said this before, but let's cover it one more time just for fun. Okay, and probably we're gonna talk about it again in the future. When you find measures of authority, like DR or UR or DA or PA or TF or CF or whatever, because there's so many of them, those are guesses. Those are estimates. They are not official measures of authority, okay? So it's possible that, for example, a website with less DA might be outranking a website with more DA. Does that mean DA, domain authority? Does that mean it has less authority? No, it means Moz, who is the originator of DA, domain authority, is estimating that it has less authority. The actual measure of authority is secret and it is not publicized. So only the search engines know that. However, in this particular case, let me just give you the short version of what happened. The website that supposedly had less authority actually had a much higher quality backlink profile, okay, to that page, to the ranking page, okay? We were not looking at the domain. We were looking at the ranking page. So the website that apparently had less authority had a much better backlink profile to the ranking page. That's why it was outranking the other website. I think that answer makes sense. I hope so. If you're confused, listen to that episode. Okay, next episode. Episode 53, Answers to Questions from the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit thread. There was a thread in the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, and I said, what questions do you want answered in a future episode? And a lot of people posted. It was amazing. So I answered a lot of them in that episode, and then I also answered the rest of them. There were so many questions I had to make another episode. In the following episode, episode 54, Answers to the Other Questions from the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit thread. I'm not going to answer them now because I seriously have two episodes that answer them. So if you're interested in getting questions answered from Reddit users, feel free to listen to those episodes. Okay, next episode. Episode 55. So you want to start an SEO agency. A lot of people contact me and they say, hey, Grumpy SEO Guy, I'm starting my own SEO business. What do I need to know? You need to know the stuff that is covered in this episode. I talk about why you should get into SEO, why you shouldn't get into SEO. This episode talks about how I would start today if I were starting an SEO agency today, because the stuff that I did in the past may not work for you anymore because the industry has changed in multiple ways that I talk about in the episode. Anyway, I talk about why you should start it, why you shouldn't start it, some financial things that you might need to keep in mind, like, you know, living expenses for the first like 12 months because you're probably not going to be making money. And I talk about how I would have a private blog portfolio made before I started looking for new clients. Anyways, if you're thinking about starting an SEO agency, you should listen to that episode. And if you're not thinking about starting an SEO agency, you can probably not listen to that episode, but you should listen to it anyway. Okay, next episode, episode 56, Why Most SEO Advice is Bad and Wrong. In this episode, I basically explain the concept that in order for something to be mainstream, it has to be easily understandable and non-threatening. So that's how you get a lot of this advice, like content is king, or focus on your meta description and your H1 tags. That is fine advice, okay? That is easily understandable advice. That is safe advice. But that is not going to get you to the top of the search engines. So if you're curious about various sociological constructs that result in mainstream advice in any industry, not restricted to just SEO, you should listen to that episode. But that's what it talks about. Next episode, episode 57, calling out the charlatans who say they can write content that ranks without backlinks. This episode, everybody may not, no, I can't say everybody. I'm sorry. I cannot say everybody. Many people, many content writers say they can write content that ranks without backlinks. None of them will show an example. So it doesn't exist. By the way, I'm just telling you it doesn't exist. Let me be very clear. It doesn't exist in medium to high keyword difficulty. Okay. It might exist in low keyword difficulty, but that's not what we're talking about. Most people who need SEO are not in easy competition keywords, okay? So I don't know, man. If you've got like moderate to difficult keyword competition, you need authority. It doesn't matter how good your content is. If you want to hear the challenge, you can listen to that episode. If you want to submit a website that you think meets the criteria of ranking in a medium to competitive industry and doesn't have backlinks, please do so. Please do. I will talk about it in a future episode. But that's not how SEO works. So that's all I'm going to say about that episode for now. Next episode, episode 58. Many SEO consultants have no SEO experience. So in this episode, I give a story about how I temporarily joined a Facebook group for free by the way, about how to sell expensive items with no experience. And it seemed a little bit like shady to me. So I'm like, I wonder what kind of nonsense they're teaching in here. And I talked to some people in the group who decided to start a business consulting company. But when I talked to them, they told me they didn't actually have any experience doing business consulting. But here they were charging a lot of money for business consulting. But they'd never actually done business consulting. And I thought to myself, this seems a lot like the SEO industry. You can tell, actually, I think I may have said it exactly like this in the episode, because then I changed it and said, well, I can tell. And hopefully if you have been following Grumpy SEO Guy for a long time, you can tell too. If somebody understands SEO just from talking to them for a little while, okay? If I hear people saying things like, well, we're going to rank you because we're going to write really good content. I know that person has never actually done SEO, because anybody who has done SEO will know that content does not cause you to rank, okay? The point is, there's a lot of SEO people that are charging people money that have never actually done SEO. Just understand that. And the last episode we're going to cover in this episode, episode 59, traffic is not an SEO metric and what you should use instead. The quick version of this episode is this. Traffic is not an SEO metric, even though people think it is. It's not. Traffic is a derivative of SERPs, which, by the way, means search engine results pages, which just means what place are you ranking in? Are you number 5? Are you number 2? Where are you? That's all it means. And monthly search volume. So if you're in the top position, if you're number 1, okay, and you get 1,000 searches for that keyword, if you're in the top position, you will get around 300 visitors, because the top position gets around 30% of the visitors for a given search term, okay? And so on. So I give examples in this episode of why the only metric that matters is SERPs. The only tracking you should care about as an SEO provider is a SERP chart, which is a chart that on a daily basis checks your keyword position, okay, for your keywords and your website. And it builds a chart so you can see at a glance, are you moving up? Are you moving down? Where are you going? That is how you measure SEO success. And then I give examples in this episode of people who post traffic charts on the SEO subreddit and ask for SEO help when losing traffic may not actually be an SEO issue. There are other things that can cause your traffic to decrease that have nothing to do with SEO. Having your traffic decrease does not mean that you need SEO. It might, but it does not necessarily mean that. Now, if your SERPs decrease, if you are tracking your SERPs, and you should be tracking your SERPs, by the way, if you are tracking your SERPs and that declines, then yes, you have an SEO problem, okay? But the traffic charts are pretty useless for SEO. And then I also give an example in this episode of a way that you could do good SEO and move your SERPs to the top, but you might not get more visitors because maybe monthly search volume decreases. Okay. So traffic is not an SEO metric, even though everybody says it is and downvotes me when I say that it's not. They're wrong. Traffic is not an SEO metric. Why? Because traffic is related to your SERPs and your monthly search volume, okay? I think I did not say this on the episode, but I should have. If you get a client who cares about traffic, fine, whatever. The reason that most, but not all people ultimately do SEO is to get more traffic, okay? But that does not mean that traffic is how you measure SEO success, because there are other things that increase traffic that are not SEO, and there are other things that decrease traffic that are not SEO problems. So anyway, if you get a client, yeah, I probably should have put this in that episode. If you get a client that is only concerned with traffic, it's fine. It's fine. But you need to understand that traffic is not an SEO metric, and traffic comes from monthly search volume and SERPs. I hope this was helpful. Kind of just a little way to refresh everything within your mind before we move on to different topics next week. By the way, I'm going to say this at the end of the episode, but I'm going to tell you right now, next episode is going to be SEO for total beginners. Okay? total beginners, because I see a lot of people asking questions. And by the way, even if you're not a total beginner, I think it might still be a good refresher episode for you. But I see a lot of people asking questions. How should I learn SEO if I'm a total beginner? Guess what? I'm going to make an episode for you that's going to answer that question and tell you all the things that you need to know.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review. It would really help the show out.
I hope this episode was helpful. If you have any questions or want to suggest a subject for a future episode, you can contact me on Reddit. My username is Grumpy SEO Guy. You can visit the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, or you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. If you email me, please either whitelist my email address or check your junk folders, because I've been told that my replies are going into the junk folder, and it's probably because we're talking about things like SEO and backlinks, and I think those words will classify an email as spam. And if you want to support the podcast, because it's the best source of SEO information on the planet, and it's free, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. And I will talk to you later.
You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. Join us next Wednesday when we talk about
SEO for total beginners.